Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let's go.
First things first.
So, growing up, I always loved Will Smith. From Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I guess, because when he was a rapper as a Fresh Prince, I just knew like one song. I remember like in 1993, I was speaking to a friend of mine, Lungelo, and he was talking about the Fresh Prince, like, okay, yeah, cool, whatever. But Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the show was good.
Yeah.
And then we started doing movies. Independence Day was obviously great. Men in Black was amazing. Then it was just like fully fledged, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
I never really had a poster of anybody up in my room. You know, like sometimes they have posters up of people?
Yes.
I never had any of that.
Okay.
But my sisters, every once in a while, would.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess when I grew older, there was really nobody I admired, really. Just kind of like my dad, and I was chilled. But I remember before I moved to Joburg, I thought that Zola, Sibalukulu.
Zola Seven.
Yeah, I thought he was a great guy. Just based on what I'd seen on like TV and heard him speak, I was like, yeah, actually, this is a cool guy, right?
Okay.
Now, I fast forward to 2024. These days, you can't give anybody a compliment without somebody saying, you're a D-Rider.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What is that about? And also, you as women, you need to be honest with me now.
Yeah.
If your guy admires another guy, do you see that as a sign of weakness?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've told you, even if my guy admires another woman, do you, boo?
No, no, not that kind of admiration.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
For me, admiration is exactly that. You are admiring somebody because there is a quality somewhere that you are liking, right? So for me, I'm like, I like the fact you have such a good heart. You are so less centered about yourself that you can actually see good qualities in other people.
Beautiful. And that's how I see it. I don't see it as a weakness. Like, everybody knows that love comes with a small. Absolutely. And for me, it takes one knowing themselves and being confident with yourself. Even to just tell a dude, you know, that I'm one who's shy and I'm kanji. Or that's a beautiful pair of sneakers. Or, hey, man, you look really good. Or, damn, you smell good. What's that scent? You know what I mean? Or just complimenting another guy or liking somebody else in a normal way. That's actually, for me, it shows that you know yourself and you're confident with yourself, especially if it's a person of the same sex.
And
it's
you
very
can't
difficult.
Go through life without seeing the good in other people. Guys.
Dude!
Oh, but home.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but home.
So maybe then this is a social media thing more than anything. In real life, life is still normal because on social media, boy, try and compliment another dude you're going to see. Yesterday I sent a tease and I was like, Julius Malema was the second best president. Oh, not president, sorry. Second best politician in the country. Then it was like, Nangela, what do you want from Julius?
You see now.
No, it's also a you thing.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I think some people like to rile you up, or you like to rile them up.
Yeah.
So there's always a back and forth when it comes to you and the people on social media. But ordinarily, to praise another man, it's absolutely fine. And women would not see it as a sign of weakness in our partners. You just know he's secure in who he is. He can allow another man to shine once in a while.
In fact, women generally, in real life, give each other props. I could be in a shopping center and see somebody who's dressed well. I will walk up to you and say, you look really, really good. And there's nothing to it. I'm funny next from when. I just felt like, you know what? You walked out of the house feeling good. Let me validate that. You do look good.
Naisholo. Let me tell you, Daishon. So maybe get Mpo, because I know Mpo, right? Women, when they compliment each other, it's underhanded. But obviously, I'm generalizing, right? Obviously, I'm generalizing.
Yeah, no.
And then also, I've spoken to women who are like, yeah, my man must be praising other men too much. That whole ice boy conversation, where does it emanate from?
No, man.
Where does it emanate from? You know.
It's not from women.
Yeah. Where does it come from?
I think it comes from other men.
Where?
You're toxic.
Come on.
No.
Kona manje. Let's bring it back to politics. What do people have a problem with in the EFF?
What? Ndlozi?
No, not just Ndlozi.
Yeah.
What do they have a problem with in the EFF?
That it's like a one-man show.
Yes. And that Julius treats them like boys. Literally, the comments are, yay, 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 Naminga Hamba. Look at this. They post clips of how he was, for example, reprimanding Floyd for reading a newspaper in a press conference.
But that comes from men, though.
Yay.
That comes from
women.
Men.
Too, bro.
No, but you wouldn't leave your man for that. I mean, you must be a subordinate at some point in your life. Mm. I mean, you can't all be leaders. So for us, it's not that deep. I think it's an ego thing and it does come from men.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the ones that put yourselves under pressure.
Hey, let me tell you, as a man, men do nothing for men. Men do everything for women. Yonkinto.
Yeah, that's not true. And I've seen many great partnerships being ended because a woman is in her man's ear on some, why are you letting this guy run the ship?
Yes.
You can. And you're very good with your role as well, you know, and you're comfortable with it. So many women have also said, you are the main attraction of this thing that you're running, or you are carrying this thing. And then they lead men astray a lot of times.
But
to impress women, as Cesar has said, then the guy goes in there and says, no, I know my worth, or, you know, or says, I want to take over.
That would have stemmed, and I'm with Mfundo on
that
this one,
that
would have stemmed from a weak, insecure woman who doesn't understand that the role of a man is not always to lead. It's okay to be a subordinate in certain situations, especially if you are good at what you are doing. There's nothing wrong with being number two.
Yeah, it's okay. A destructive woman.
Let's say I agree with you then.
She lacks wisdom.
But then those weak, insecure women are plenty.
We don't know about that.
There's no role that is insignificant.
If you have an owner or the CEO, he's innovative, but or the shareholders, they have their role.
Yeah,
you've got an administrator who will run the ship on a daily basis. Now, if you have a woman that's going to tell you that now you need to own the company, she lacks wisdom and she doesn't understand that there is no role that is insignificant in any entity.
Bye, Shola,
in a board story. Of governors, you can't all be chairman.
Look, also, it's
guys,
like,
songs have been made. TLC made a song titled Scrubs about the guy who's sitting on the passenger side of his best friend's ride trying to holler. Yes. Please.
I know that's different.
Ah, how's that different?
No, it's not being a deputy president of a political party. A deputy is not a scrub.
The deputy was just an example, Pela.
Similarly,
what I'm saying is women beeline for the alpha.
Yeah, but if we're being honest, if we're going to bring it back to the TLC song, you can't be hitting on me sitting in the passenger side. So when you are hitting on me, on a serious note, if you are hitting on me and I say yes, what must happen? Should you get off so I can get in the car?
This is the one I'm talking about now. Women beeline for the alpha.
And are attracted to power.
Now, women beeline for the alpha. How? Give us a shout. 0860009599.
Yo, Mina, guys, the one friendship I would like to have is that of James and Fuhead from that UK podcast. The way James hypes up Fuhead, guys, like if I had a friend like that, I believe I could do anything in the world. And I think us as guys, we generally don't want to do that. We don't want to compliment each other. Like even when a guy says, I understand. So guys tend to do that. I don't know why. But yeah, if you watch that podcast, the one from the UK, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, I've never seen that podcast. But what I can tell you, just as being Umjida, I'm a Jida in their natural habitat. Ah, we all get along so well, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Jida and you're alone. They'll even tell you, so we don't say too much, but you know what it means.
Yeah.
Now, when you introduce a woman in that situation, then people start to act differently. Why? Because now they got a peacock for the woman, right? That's when the tension starts, actually.
The Beatles, Yoko Ono.
Yeah. Yoko Ono. Even in the animal kingdom, Zobona. Introduce a woman to Zobona. But then it's just a machita. If it was just us in the world as a machita, we'd be chilling naked. We wouldn't even be going to work. Because what are we working for? We'd only need enough to eat.
So you're saying Black Motion would still put together if, you know, someone, if it was a different era and someone wasn't there.
Hey, 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 hey.
Can I just tell you, Tina, as Anafazi, you know when you're confident with yourself, complimenting another woman is normal. It's actually what we do. And there's no other, there's nothing underhanded or untowards that. We just do naturally. When you see that somebody I know, this girl, and you feel that you can't just hold it in, you do go up to them and tell them, you look good, girl. And you know what, it's a booster. It's like a, I don't know, an energy booster, a mood booster, and it's normal. There's nothing untowards it, you know? So, yeah, we do, Tina, without even having to make you feel good. If I do compliment another woman, I'm actually looking down on me. No, nothing like that.
Okay. I look, na lapho nje ngasho.
I was going to say, to agree with her, what you are saying is very right when you say men amongst other men are actually great. Mm. It's the same with women. Like, for instance, when women dress up, we don't do it for guys. We do it for ourselves and other women.
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with you guys.
Mm. And guys, I've never been a woman. I was a kuluma le amatota. And jile nunze kuluma nota ni ibonel. Kwata le amatota, I've proven. Nese ni ibonel e nani, case closed.
Selugun mbuli sekseni ngisho nje ukuthi yonke into emhlabeni imoshwe umuntu wesifazane. Amatota ahlangahlangene abantu besifazane. Like, kuningi. Abantu besifazane basihlangahlanganisa, basicabanisa sisodwa. Yo, Nkosi Jesu. Inkinga zethu nje. Askisini abantu besifazane mawungathi uyabheka kwa le biblical times i problem abantu besifazane bo Goliath abo like yo
that's funny.
Women have been the downfall of great men since the dawn of time. Ask Samson and Bill Clinton and those guys. They women will bring you down to earth faster than a Starlink rocket. And they know they are attracted to power. You know, if you're sitting on the left-hand side, that you have to wait for the driver to mess up in some way for you to stand a chance. So
now you're hearing the gents speak up for themselves.
Got that, to be honest, in cases like Bill Clinton, it's also sometimes, and you've said this before, the lack of discipline within a man to control his urges as well. We can't solely just put the blame on the lady in that particular case.
100%.
Insecure women, but you are never on the left side. So you are proving exactly the point. Of a season of sorrow. I don't know if women know that sometimes as guys we're like, hey, asambung kap, and I sit on the left. It does not necessarily mean I don't have a car. I'm just driving around Nomganom Yam Kap or somewhere. It happens.
Mm-hmm. No, for real, it does.
I never. There's a guy here that mentioned, I mean, you know what? Fair enough. A lot of women have been the fall of great men, right? Fair enough. We are talking proper adult women who had ill intent, but we're definitely not going to use Bill Clinton in that example. Bill Clinton was a president who was older and took advantage of an intern who was like 21. No ways are we going to ever use that example. No, the power dynamics there are already off. That man knew exactly what he was doing. He knew why he convinced Monica Lewinsky to do what she did and that blue dress. And in fact, for him, his demise was a blue dress and not a woman. Is Yegelana Rafazi in that regard? Thank you.
Well, yeah, like we said, that was a bad example.
On social media, nothing that a man does is right. Yeah, James Kotlagele. In social media people's eyes. Yeah, man. So, hey man, giving a compliment or liking another guy, yo, I gomele ube ne hot skin, because yo, they'll come for you, hey? Because there has to be something wrong with the person that you're liking. Why are you liking this person too much? You know, you have to be hiding something somehow. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, go on, it makes you feel weak. And I guess, yeah, man, hey, they're pushing that narrative a lot on social media. So, hey, yeah, it should be.
I think this issue of people thinking that you are somehow, I don't know, weak for praising another person, it's always been there. And you're right, it's not only women, but women have also played a part in other men. And it's also not only women, it's also men who are at the top who also at some point look down on other men who are not yet at the top. That's also another point. The third point being social media. Social media has made it hard for people to be human beings, right? I could be a normal person who's not really popular, but on social media somehow, and I'll be taken as a season almost a broadcaster or a former boy a broadcaster or a soap and do. So that's where a lot of people are. If you look at it, it's not only limited to just being that kind of type of person.
I respect the woman she is. And also, I respect the woman she thinks she is. At the time, right, I begin the way. But now, as to mentioning in the way, you would see how do you get to hit on her sitting on the passenger seat. I was afraid that she cannot be. So this car is not gonna move unless I sit on the engine. I'm on this one. I'm with the season and the soul. You guys, Valen Jaman Pesfazan, Ebon and Jay, Abafaran Jay, young Kalentole, but look, we be pushing and Jayuma cheat. I umfund and gag and gag about fate. So I bo should see a person get as emote as soul is a shell and go by now who slays the passenger seats.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.